Hello, Peas. It's Kate here, all on my own. And I want to tell you about my new podcast. My new podcast is called Honestly, I'm Lonely. Hopefully it's out on all platforms. It's definitely out on Spotify. It's 2 episodes a week. On Tuesdays, I chat to an awesome human about being lonely. And on Thursday, I chat with my partner, who's a psychologist, about the effects of loneliness or how loneliness makes us feel. She chats from a clinical perspective and I just chat from a chatting perspective. So she's laughing because she's sitting here beside me. I think that you're really going to enjoy it. I'd just love you to give it a listen and hopefully we can continue our journey as podcasters together.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week we're speaking to Chloe, the all-rounder.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
I love an all-rounder.
Me too. I always ask the guests, how do you want me to introduce yourself? So, yes,
an all-rounder. I think, am I an all-rounder? I don't think I am.
No.
I mean, I've got a few specific.
There's many things I can't do.
Yeah, I'm not an all-rounder. Yeah. A bit of a triangle. Yeah. I'm an all-triangle.
I do one or two good things.
Yeah. And the rest is a bit hazy. Well, for the weather lovers, and because the podcast is coming to an end, I feel that we need to keep talking about the weather. Yes, it's our signature.
Yes.
It's cold.
It's, yep, overcast.
The ducted heating's on.
Yep. I've got shoes and socks on.
Yep. I've got Ugg boots on.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing. So anyway, my daughter, number one daughter, she did say to me, I know it's cold, but it's so much easier dressing because I can just put a jacket on everything. And like,
it's true.
In summer, you're like, is it going to be too hot or too cold? Especially Melbourne, because we're.
Yes.
So I was like, that's true. Yeah. That's true. And it's soup weather, and I love soup.
Same.
Anyway, so, let's hear about the all rounder.
Come on, Chloe. Say hello and introduce yourself properly.
Hello. My name's Chloe. I'm a proud sister of a brother who has autism spectrum disorder. Yeah. And I volunteered with Special Olympics, and I'm also a community sport worker.
Yes.
That is an all-rounder.
That is an all-rounder.
I'm sure there's more skills in there too that we will find out, but we're going to start with our questions.
Yes, start with the questions, Kate.
So my first question for you is, do you have a song that you really love or a band or music that sort of either lifts you up when you're feeling down or really pumps you when you're feeling good?
Yeah, I do. My number one favorite band of all time, anyone can tell you definitely, is A Day to Remember.
Lovely. Who? Sorry?
A Day to Remember.
Oh, right.
They've got a really great song called We Got This. And it's a really like uplifting song, and they also have another song called All I Want, and it's just about, you know, bringing like peace to the world and just having like a good heart and just being able to love and pull through the hard times.
That sounds beautiful.
But they're very like rock.
Great. Annalise, we'll put that on the Spotify list. Everything's welcome on that list.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. What about, did
it's
you win
too
in
warning when it's
oh, you're warning us.
Is it language warning or just...
It comes on Spotify, it'll wake you up.
So. Yeah, good.
That sounds great.
It's an eclectic list like us.
Yeah. What about, did you win any awards at school?
Yeah, I did. I won a community home group award, which is the last in a row. That was pretty much it. I won a scholarship as well with the police when I was in primary school, but that was pretty much it. I was just always flying under the radar and just...
I think under the radar is quite a good place to be.
Definitely, and I can see how you fly under the radar, but you're an awesome person, so that's why we want to tell the world all about you, Chloe, yeah?
Yeah, appreciate it.
And our favourite question, which you've sort of answered a little bit, why are you a P or part of the P community?
Oh, well, I just wanted to also thank you both for letting me be part of this, the P Tribe, and for this amazing opportunity. It's a huge honour. And I think I'm part of it because of my brother, and I'm part of this disability world, volunteering with the Special Olympics for over 7 years now with my local community, and I've always wanted to volunteer and I've always helped out in my community. When I finished school and after placement, I was working at a special school for a little bit. I've been a community support worker for over 10 years. But none of that would have ever been possible. And I think my life would have taken a completely different path if it wasn't for my brother, Matt, who just changed our lives for the better and just made me see things in a whole new light. And we were so lucky and fortunate when he was younger to have so many wonderful people around for his support, and they always just, you know, encourage us to pay it forward, and that's what I'm doing. That's my life mission, is just to pay it forward to everybody I see in the world and make it a better place.
Oh, Chloe. She's awesome.
Wow. Yeah, Chloe.
She's also a twin.
My sister's the twin, yeah, yeah. Everyone thinks me and Matthew are the
twin. Yeah, because you look alike.
We do, yeah, and when we wear our hats together, like because Matt's part of the Special Olympics as well, and when we did Tasmania together, and I was in support, and he was an athlete there, and everyone thought I was an athlete too. I always get that I'm an athlete, but I'm team support.
Yes, you were team support. That's how we met, is down in Launceston, being on Team Vic and being part of the athletics team. So I saw Chloe working her beautiful magic as a sibling and as a support worker and team support.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. And Molly loves her.
Okay.
Yes, and wishes we live on different parts of Melbourne and wishes that you lived over this way.
Same.
Yeah.
Trust me, the feelings are mutual with me and Molly, honestly. She's such a great person and always a joy to see her. And when we have competitions, I can't choose because they're all my favourites.
Oh, because you're in our competing club.
Right,
Melbourne West, and we're in Melbourne Inner East, so yeah. But it's so fun to get together after we spend all that time together in Tassie. It's, yeah. Anyway, let's find out more about you. Okay, so tell us a little bit. So Matthew's younger than you, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So I'm 27 and he's 23. So there's 4 years difference. But that doesn't stop us from doing anything. Like we go on holidays together, just me and him. I recently took him to Sydney and took him to New Zealand to have a bit of an international holiday.
Awesome.
We're like everyone thinks, we're the twins that travel around and have a great time.
So when he was diagnosed, I'm assuming that's when he was a little boy?
Yeah, when he was 3 years old, he was diagnosed. And I remember, even though I was quite young, like the whole process and me looking and being like, he's doing some things that just feel a little off. Like,
right.
I wonder why he's doing it. And, you know, might So I spoke to my parents and stuff, and they were like, yeah, we should probably get this checked. And then when they try to hide the news of how do they break it to us and stuff, and I remember my mom coming in and she had a book that she got from the library, and it was like how to explain autism to like younger kids. That was like a picture book. And it was really uncommon to know what autism was back in the early 2000s because it was pretty closed off. No one really knew or had any knowledge of it. But I had done some information, and I'd asked friends and I'd asked teachers at school, like, when someone does this, what does it mean kind of thing, and ask around. And I worked out that it was autism when I was younger. And my mum came to me crying, holding this book. And I'm like, Mum, I know. He is different to us. He has a disability. He has autism. It's fine. We're going to get through this. And here we are, you know, so many years later, and we're still getting through it. And it's been a journey, but it's been a journey that I would, I'm so happy to have taken, because it's very uplifting to see that achieve the goals he has.
So when he was little, did he go to a special school, or did he go to school with you guys?
So we actually went, my mum wanted to give him the best opportunity, so we went to a public school, but the public school was a really small country school, like secluded, and they only had like 56 students at the time from prep to grade six, so a very small school, and everyone knew everyone. And he did really well, but then with like management changes and he got older, he started having behaviours come through, and being a state school, they weren't sure how to really manage it well. So we thought, yeah, best to send him to a specialist school, where he did end up graduating like year 12 and doing that. And then he worked at a community centre, and he turns the centre there, and he currently is studying a course in Kangan. So
okay, like a TAFE.
Yeah, like a TAFE.
Fantastic.
And so when he was, like, younger, did you, like, at that point, did you just think this is just our family and this is typical, or were you, like, conscious of things being different when your friends came over, or, like, I always wonder how kids feel, siblings.
It's a very good question, actually, and I've never really thought about it because it's just, like, my everyday life. But I definitely make it a thing that if you don't accept my family or my brother for who they are, then they're not people for me. But when I was younger, yeah, there were some things where I was like, you know, just, you know, be careful, or like don't judge, or don't look, or don't do this, because he was at the stage of doing like a lot of ukulele. There was like a lot of repetition and stuff as well, and like as much as it's a common thing, it does play on you a bit if you're not used to it. Which is, for us, it's just like background noise.
Yeah.
After a while, you get used to it. So, but that was pretty much it from what I can think of at the moment.
Cool.
And so when did you start doing, what did you do first, Special Olympics volunteering or support work?
Support work. Support work. And then I believe because Matt wasn't into Special Olympics until, I think, almost 18 years old. So,
and did you get him into that, or did your parents get him into that, or
my mum actually found it? Yeah, it was so great that she did, because he loves sports, all sports. He actually started with basketball,
right?
But he just loves shooting more than sharing the ball. They were like, well, we'll do the training, but maybe we'll look at something else. And then we found athletics, and he loves athletics, and he has a really good arm to throw. So we were like, this is for him. And now he's also in bocce, he loves bocce. He's very good at strategic with bocce.
Yeah, great. I always say to Molly, when we get to bocce when you're older, inside, I can sit down.
It always reminds me of like a gorgeous Italian men, and they get to drink coffee while they do it.
Yeah, so
I'm like,
well,
this is probably a sport I can get around.
Yeah, honestly, when I saw it down in Launceston, it blew my mind. It was brilliant. So when you were doing community support work, was that in like one-on-one work, or were you a part of anywhere? Or
so when I started, so I actually did a course in university for disability, and then I had to do placement, and then they did placement somewhere close to my house. And then they really loved my company and my work ethic and stuff, so they offered me a job as soon as I finished my placement.
Great.
And I've been there. And then it was it was a group setting.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of one-on-one work within the group settings as well. And I got to advance to from a support worker to become an acting team leader at one stage, which was really cool. So I've seen like the logistics of management as well and seen how that all works. And then when COVID came around, things got changed around and stuff, and I found myself another job and working around this. And now I work with another company and I do one-on-one support.
And it's quite a flexible job, isn't it?
It is quite a flexible job. When you have the right clients and the understanding of families and stuff, and you are completely honest, and you can get, you can have a lot of holidays. I traveled to Europe last year for the World Games. Yes. I volunteered at the World Games in Berlin. Oh, wow.
Yeah, amazing.
So that was really special. And when I explained that to the families, they were like, yeah, go for it. And I got to end up taking 3 months off just exploring Europe as well and having a holiday with my family at the end of it, which was really nice.
Brilliant. Well, especially you needed that at your age after COVID. That's right. You need to have some adventures. Yeah. What do you do? Are you with athletics for Melbourne West when you're volunteering?
And I'm a coach. I'm a qualified coach.
Oh, awesome.
Which is pretty exciting. So I'm in the space at the moment, but I'm happy to get back out there as soon as I can to help coach and help volunteer. And it's a great little community you have over there. So.
Yeah. So if you live over that part of – it's in Essendon, isn't it?
Yeah, Mooney Ponds.
Yeah, Mooney Ponds. So if you have a child you think would love to join and be under Chloe's guidance, look them up. But don't be too good.
Yeah, absolutely. All ages, and just it's great to just have fun and get out there, because it's for everybody. There's a talent for everyone, whether you love walking or running or you love jumping or throwing things. There's a sport out there for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
what's
cool.
It like doing that volunteering? Sometimes, is there days where you don't want to do it, or are there days, or do you love to go all the time? You know, sometimes volunteering, we don't talk about that. You're committed to things, and sometimes there's times where you don't feel like doing it.
Yeah, I understand that, but honestly, something bad. I love volunteering more than I love getting paid for
it. Yeah.
So I'm always there to like jump and help out whenever I can. Off my time, of course, because it's like a weekend, it's hard always to be there at times, because it's family and friends times as well.
Yes.
But I always make the effort to always just be there and help out as any way I can, really.
What was team support like in Launceston? Tell people what that was like.
That was an incredible experience. That was an experience that I hold very dear to my heart to this very day. I think like 2 years on. And I'm still thinking and talk about it like all the time with everyone. It's just so special. It's so electric. It's so loving. Having to look after like the athletes in your care for like 24 hours, 7 days. See them like smash their PBs, support them, cheer them on. You're a bit like a mum.
Yes.
You know, you help them out, you know, for like bed, or you make sure that they've had their dinner and stuff. You're always on the ball. Very like, you got to be very like vigilant with the work, but it's just so rewarding, and that's what I love about the volunteer jobs. This is just so much more higher reward, in itself. Yeah.
And so, outside of all of that, what's your passion? What do you do? What do you love to do?
I love to go to concerts.
I feel you.
I love hanging out with my friends and family. Yeah,
like live music.
I love live music.
Yeah. Are you a festival person, or are you or both?
When there's heavy metal festivals, absolutely. I'm always there. Not so much into like the electronic music where you just dance to beats.
Yeah.
I like to feel the vibrations through my body.
Well, heavy metal sounds like you really do. Are there heavy metal festivals?
Yeah, there are some. There's only like, I think there's like 3 or 4 throughout the year.
Okay.
So it's good to save my money, but when they come, it's like, see their wallet for a little bit.
Do you listen to, I'm going to get this wrong, on Triple J, is it Short, Fast, Loud, or Hard, Fast, Loud, or there's like a heavy metal show?
Yeah, it's a pretty good show, actually. I actually really enjoy it. And they always put for all the local artists and the ones we have in Australia, they always put their songs on first on that show.
Yeah.
So you can always hear them first the night before they get released on the midnight of the following day. So, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I love the Jays for that because you're like, I found my genre and then yes. I get to hear it. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. What about, I'm interested to hear when you went to Berlin, were you team support?
So I wasn't team support for Australia. I was actually working for like the Berlin organization itself, so like the Olympics itself. So volunteering for the opening and the closing ceremony.
Oh, tell me. I love those.
Yeah, it was really special. I made so many friends all over the world. It was just such a, again, the community, especially Olympics, is just such a wholesome one. It's undescribable unless you've been a part of it yourself. There's no real words for it. Everyone's just so welcoming and open. And some of the people who, or most of the people really, who worked there were from Berlin. And they'd just been asked, you know, can you come work at the Special Olympics? You know, it's not a paid gig, it's volunteer, but it's rewarding and it's like unlike anything you've been before. And people didn't know, what to expect or anything. They were just doing their jobs, but there was advertisements out there because it was in their home city. You know, chefs, publishers, writers, teachers, PE teachers, everyone, you know, like anyone and everyone who was in Berlin.
So cool. Out
there, like, do you want to volunteer? And when they did, it was, but it was an experience unlike anything else. And it's something that they've said is one of the best decisions that they've made.
You know what this reminds me is that sometimes I should do things that are maybe out of my comfort zone or that I haven't thought about or, you know, just go do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So you're in the opening ceremony. What did you have to do? Were you standing there? Were you a dancer?
No, I say all rounder, and I can dance a little bit, but I'm not a no, it was pretty cool. We had to like hold signs, and we got to help like for the countries and like walk out with the athletes. We practiced doing the whole opening ceremony the day before just to make sure we were perfect. So just filling places for the people who were coming in to do that as well for the actual ceremony. Help set up with the chairs. There was a lot of like behind the scenes, everything behind the scenes as well was pretty much what we were helping out with as well.
I remember we interviewed Anna, was there something like 6,000 athletes and 7,000 volunteers or something? Do you remember the?
Don't remember the exact ratio, but it was a huge amount of athletes, and it was amazing to see. Like, I think the welcome to for the athletes to come through was probably like 20 minutes long or something. Like, it was pretty decent. There was just from all the countries around the world, and I actually had the best job on the day welcoming the countries in to the actual stadium. So I was like the first person they saw, and like third team I saw was Team Australia. Yeah, I just jumped up and down and I was like, hey, like I was so excited.
Goosebumps.
Yeah, and seeing some people from
Team Vic
in the East and Team Vic, yeah, it was just, it was amazing. It was like, what are you doing here? Because I didn't tell anybody. It was a big surprise.
Oh, it was a surprise.
Yeah, so it was really special actually, yeah.
Oh, man. And putting it on a global sense, and you're thinking everyone here, you know, is a person with a disability or an intellectual disability. How does that feel as a sibling?
Oh, just pride, just pride and happiness, honestly, because it just makes you really see that anything is achievable when you put your mind to it, you know, that anyone can do anything. Your disability doesn't define you. You go with your heart, you go with your soul, and you can achieve anything.
So do you do sports yourself?
I used to when I was younger. I'm very much a couch potato.
Yeah, good. I mean, look, potatoes are my favourite thing in the whole world. So I
really think, yummy.
And I like couches. So yeah. I think it's a great thing to be.
I get into my running now and then just to keep up the fitness a little bit. But otherwise, no sports for me.
No, I just wondered because, sometimes it's people, I know a lot of the people that we've had on, I was really into bikes and so then I did this, or I was really into athletics and so then I did this. And then sometimes it's people who are like, no, I just enjoy it.
I think you're just into people. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a people person.
Yes,
I just
making
a difference and putting a smile on people's faces. And the best part about it is there's no judgment, you know.
None.
Like, you're the person for who they are. They just see you for who you are.
Yes.
No matter
There's nowhere else like that.
There's nowhere else like that in the world.
No.
It's like exactly I was saying to someone the other day, I'm addicted to going there because everybody's so awesome.
Yeah, we don't have that.
It's our own little community.
Yeah, yeah. And then throughout the week, did you go and watch sports or what did you do?
Yeah, I mean, I follow AFL, follow North.
I'm sorry for you.
In my lifetime, but we'll see. We watch sports. I love watching sports. Yeah. I really do. I'm just, any sport really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love any sport nearly. Yeah. Nearly. Yeah. Some of my friends are into the darts and I'm like, I don't really know if that's for me.
No.
But they all do have a theme song, each dart man or dart woman.
Oh.
So I wouldn't mind a theme song when I walked into the room.
Yeah.
But
I mean, we have got a theme song.
We have, that's true. It doesn't follow me everywhere I go.
It should.
Here she comes.
Oh, funny. Just to finish up about being in Berlin, then you're at the closing ceremony. What was that like?
That was amazing too. Yeah, that was really special. And got to see so during the time of the actual games as well, I was with Team Australia Athletics as well, and I got to go and help them out and support them.
Awesome.
So I was athletes as well, which was awesome.
Oh.
So I got to really know our Australian athletes, and I went to the bocce as well because I support my locals because one of the people from Melbourne West, two people from Melbourne West actually,
from bocce.
One in athletics and one from bocce, made it to represent Australia, so I was there to support them as well. So hanging out with them day in, day out was pretty exciting. Just the mornings and afternoons when they had to go to the hotel and go back, I didn't really see them because it was just Australia. But otherwise, I was pretty much with the athletes the whole time. And then seeing the people that I'd made friends with through, like, hanging out with them in Team Australia and all the other countries too, like, holding the sign to welcome them back onto the stage was incredible. Just a huge, huge sense of proudness, you know.
Yes. Just can't believe the people that you know and love are over there representing our country when the rest of the world sort of says, we couldn't imagine you ever representing a country.
Yeah, exactly. And it's even surprising too because, like, none of my friends have ever heard of the Special Olympics. Yeah. They think it's like the Paralympics or like the Olympics.
No.
And it's like it's a completely different ball field. Like, it's still the Olympics. It's still the whole World Cup countries.
Yes,
but it's just a different environment and atmosphere. And it's one that I definitely recommend anyone who even wants to volunteer, like, just go for it because you can never have too many volunteers.
No, that's right. And it's run by volunteers.
And
parents.
Yes, give the parents a break and go and volunteer for a bit.
Yes, we need you. And if you're, young and you're in allied health and you're learning, like you're a physio or an OT,
awesome.
Go along. You would love it.
Yeah.
There's no better cheerers.
Probably counts as PD as well.
Well, and these athletes have high self-esteem. So they are pumping themselves up.
Well, it's just nice to be around people with high self-esteem.
Because they know how great they are.
Yeah.
And it's just lovely.
Yeah, it's the best feeling.
And do you think you'll stay in support work?
I think support work will always be a part of me, whether it's to be paid or to, like, care for my brother eventually in the future. I don't think I'll ever shy away from support work. It's just something I'm naturally just really good and enjoy.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's always be a big part of me, but whether or not, it just depends where life takes me, you know.
Yeah.
Always open to new opportunities and new doors to see
where
it go.
I was on a Zoom last night with Molly in Special Olympics and I heard that you're going to be an athlete leader coach. Is that right?
Yeah, I was on that meeting too.
Oh, but, were you? Oh,
I just very, very quiet. Yeah, I'm working my way to become a mentor again to help out any way I can, which is really exciting because I feel like the more opportunities we give these athletes, the better that they grow, the better their confidence, and the more that the world's aware that, you know, we are just people living our lives who are just trying to achieve our best and have fun with it.
I said to Molly, hopefully she'll be at the camp. And she's like, Chloe.
I'm going to be at the camp.
Yeah. You're going to get a lot of hugs.
I'm all for the hugs, especially for Molly. Yeah, bring them on.
So it's a good chance to say that if you are wanting people to come and speak, the athlete leaders in Victoria are able to go out and come and speak to your organisations.
Okay, right.
So then they have mentors. So Chloe will be a mentor to an athlete leader.
Yeah.
So if that's something you would love, you just get in contact with Special Olympics Victoria. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the other states do it as well. But
we only know about Melbourne.
Yeah, so you're going to get to do a lot of torch runs.
Yeah. I had my fair share of torch runs so far, but the LATR do a great job with the torch runs. Yes. And I love how it's equal for everybody. Like everybody gets a turn at it.
Yeah.
They do a big, powerful chant and it just hypes you up at the start. So you're just ready to go throughout the whole day.
Yeah. So that's the law enforcement torch run. So this is, I think this is a job that any police should get into because it's positive and it's awesome
and
to
their
come.
Jobs are tricky.
Yeah. And so when you come and hang out with these awesome athletes, love it.
Oh, great. Chloe. So what would you want to tell other, you know, Mandy and I are old, people under 30.
Yeah.
What would you want to tell them about volunteering at Special Olympics or doing support work and why they should open their horizons to that?
I was just going to say just do it, but open the horizons to it because it's a whole new ball game. Like every day is something different. It's not like you're sitting at your office every day just looking at a computer screen for 6 hours and then you have a lunch break. You know, you're out in the community, you're socializing, you're making friends with people, and your presence of being at the center or working one-on-one with them is what makes their day, and it's what puts a smile on their face. And to know you're the reason of someone's happiness, is there any other better feeling, really, you know?
No.
There is. I don't think there's a job where you can actually tick off saying, I had a great day today because someone was smiling and you'd made their day. Like, it's so simple.
It is so simple. It is. What are your tips for coming into a home? Because I always think about my support workers coming into my house. I think I better clean the toilet. I better, like, offer them. They can grab a drink whenever they want. What's it like from that end for you?
For me, it's more just, like, reassuring yourself that, you know, they just want your support. They just they just need you there. Like, they don't really, like, you don't, you're not there to do anything but to support their child or their kid, and to just have that open mindset that whatever it's faced with, like, you can achieve it, but also be honest. Like, if you feel like it's challenging or you feel like maybe this isn't for you, like, be honest straight away, be upfront, because there's nothing more that you want than saying no or like saying yes and then you end up not doing it and you know
that's
deep
true.
Down.
That's a good life tip. Be honest straight away.
It's a very good tip.
It's got
tip,
me in
Chloe.
Trouble lots of times. Yes. I think a little bit and they're like, no, it's not for me.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse too, because you got to think, like, people who have disabilities go through so many carers in their life and they're so used to it, but they also get really sad when they leave. Yes. So if you know you're not compatible and a good match from the get-go, maybe just say so, because they do end up becoming your buddy and your friend and they do
you're in their home.
Like, take that on.
So that is a good tip.
That's an excellent tip.
Any of the care associations that are listening to us, this is a good thing to tell your staff.
It is. It's excellent. Thank you, Chloe. That's good advice.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. We do go, it's very hard to open up your heart again to someone who's then might leave.
Yeah, it's definitely the hardest part. And it's also too, like, even if you, your heart is in it, but you've got holidays coming up, like, don't say, like, you know, oh, yeah, I can do this, and then say, oh, you know, I actually got this holiday. Like, transparency is absolutely key.
Yes.
You know what you're working with, and then you can prep them too. Like, for some people, especially people with autism, like, they like to have a routine and know what's coming up. So they can prep for that. They can be like, okay, this person's going on holidays in 2 weeks. They're not leaving because of something I did that was wrong the last time they had something, you know. You don't, yeah, it's just important to be transparent, I think.
Very.
Because the way that people perceive the world is like it was on them and it was their fault, and that's why not coming back.
Always. Yeah. That's really true.
And especially our most precious people. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And even the families who are like, oh, I didn't realize they weren't going to be around, and now we need to find someone else that awesome. And yeah. Yeah. Good tips.
Yeah. Mm. Excellent. Well, is there anything we've missed in asking you that you'd like to tell the world, Chloe?
Not really. I think that, you know, working in disability, as much as it sounds like I've said, it sounds great, there also is like your downfalls, is a little bit too, just like any job.
Mm.
But just keeping a positive shoulder and making sure that you have the right support circles for you.
Yeah.
And you do take those mental health days, I think, is really important, because your self-care is quite important as well as their care.
Yes.
You're not able to look after yourself, then you're not able to look after them. So always put yourself first when it comes to situations as well, because you are as important as they are.
Oh, yeah, we are all as important as each other. Oh, so true.
Especially as a sibling too. So, you know, Millie has been doing some work in support work as well, and initially I was anxious about her doing that because she lives with so much, but she's awesome at it.
Yeah.
And nothing phases her.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. And they're the kind of people that, you know, make it better, because it's like you can just relate so much to, like, the clients or to the athletes or to whoever they are, like, just having that understanding to be like, yeah, I can do it, like, nothing phases me, or, like, it does, but I'm not going to show it, like, they're all for that, you know.
This is the beauty of our siblings.
Yeah, that's right.
Turn out to be the most awesome people in the world.
Oh,
Yeah.
So many life skills.
Yeah. So well, we just want to thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you.
It's been a joy to speak to you.
Yeah.
And
thank you so much. Like I said before, huge privilege and honor, and it's great to talk to you guys and spread my word a little bit. And, yeah, for anyone who's thinking about it, I think it's a great opportunity and a chance, even if it's something small, just, you know, start small, and who knows where it will end up taking you.
That's right. True. Yes. Thank you, Chloe. Keep on keeping on. I can't wait to see you again.
No worries, me either. Thank you very much.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.